This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Info, and today we're switching gears a little bit, and we're going to look at a wonderful piece of entertainment that's going to be coming out of Buffalo High School from the Buffalo High School Theatre Company. And first of all, I'd like to welcome Caitlin Byrd. Hello, Caitlin. Nice to see you.
Hi, Kate. Nice to see you too.
Well, thank you for talking to this, because you are the inspiration behind the production that's going to happen in December of Charlotte's Web.
Mm-hmm.
A classic.
A classic.
An absolute classic, but an ambitious, an ambitious endeavour. And I think it's worth pointing out that this is your first year. You're brand new to BHS, although you were a student here too. In fact, had some, I remember, you were very active in the drama department then too. But as in your role here as theatre director, you've selected Charlotte's Web. What made you pick this wonderful old classic?
Oh, I mean, I love the story of Charlotte's Web. But honestly, my niece, ending second grade, but she had just finished reading Charlotte's Web right before the summer started, and I know how much she loves Charlotte's Web, and so I was like, I wonder if there's a play out there. Turns out there is, so that's really why we're doing it.
Okay, so I'd now like to just say that we've gathered together a bunch of your drama students who are here, who are all involved in the show. So tell me, students, are you enjoying putting on this production? Is this fun?
Oh, yeah.
You've all elected to do it, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So you've elected to do it. And just before we started, you all mentioned to me that this is not your first drama production, so you're coming back to something.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Charlotte's Web as the choice? Is it ambitious for you? Is it something that's fun to do? What are your thoughts on that? Lily, you're playing Charlotte. What do you think?
Well, I think Charlotte's Web, I mean, everybody's read Charlotte's Web, right? It is a classic, and it has such a special place for everyone. And I just really think that it was a really great choice because it's just such a timeless story of friendship, you have all these different characters that are finding their way in life, and they're animals, right? They're not people. So there's this whimsical imagination to it that we don't see in everything else, but they're really personable too, and they're really they're human even though they're animals.
Mm-hmm. So Ruthie, you're playing Wilbur.
Yes.
How is that as a character to play?
I would say it's definitely weird. I've never played an animal before, and this is my 7th show, I believe, with BHS. It's definitely weird. It's just like such an adjustment to, like, I mean, I'm on my hands and knees and I'm a pig, and it's just kind of like you have to really capture like the mannerisms of an animal while still being human-like. So, I mean, Lily and I were also the head of costuming, and I would say that we're trying to portray all of these animals in a human-like form while they're still animals, just because, you know, animals in real life, you don't hear them talk. You don't hear those like inner thoughts almost, but on stage you do. And so I would just say that it's like, it's definitely an adjustment, but it's definitely a fun adjustment.
So what are the particular challenges of putting on a production like this, Caitlin, with a bunch of students who are all busy? I mean, this group here, your juniors and seniors and a sophomore, and your time is premium. One challenge, just all getting together. I'm getting lots of nods around the table here. What are the other things that you've found just dealing with trying to put on a production in a school setting?
There's a lot of challenges. Primarily, I think balancing schedules has been difficult. Ensuring the well-being is super important to me of each of the students, because that's my number one priority. And so I want to make sure that students are taking care of themselves. But aside from that, some other challenges are we have lots of wonderful, wonderful opinions. And it makes it really difficult sometimes to make a decision, because we have so many good ideas. And so it's like, how do we sort through them all? You know, how do we figure it out what to do? And so it's been fun talking to mentors and previous directors and all kinds of things just to balance out what that's like. How do you manage a theater troupe? You know, it's like herding cats. They're all really, really awesome cats, but it's like herding cats.
So students, you are busy. You have a lot of other things going on. Some of you in sports as well. We often think of after school activities or extracurricular activities as being athletics and sports. There's a lot of emphasis on in our community on that. What do you think that being involved in a drama troupe has sort of brought to your high school experience? Ethan?
Well, it's a lot of time consuming, like coming to theater right after practice and, well.
So if you had to learn to juggle your time and all your commitments a little differently then?
Yeah, like as soon as I get out of practice, I gotta like come straight to theater. Like I don't have enough time to go home and like put my stuff back on.
Right. And then there's still schoolwork to be done. Junior year is a pretty intensive year and there's a lot of stuff just to be done, isn't there?
Taking a couple college classes is pretty hard to catch up on. Yeah.
I know that you're also in speech and debate. So do you feel that this helps you or are there things from speech and debate that help you on stage?
Oh, yeah, this helps me because I do like a humor piece in speech and debate and it's helping me with my acting. So I guess that helps.
Yeah, absolutely. What about the rest of you? So,
theater, even though it is time consuming and it does get a little tiring, I won't lie, because we're here late, but it honestly, it gives me a home. It gives me a safe place to be myself. That's really what I feel like theater as a whole is to me. It's just a home and a safe place where I can hang out with my friends. There's no one in theater that I don't like. And so I'm around people that I'm comfortable with, and it's a really fun and great experience.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. Another thing I would say about theater is there's so much you can learn from it, just from the act of coming together and creating a show together. Mm-hmm. And it's such a collaborative effort, like we've talked about. It's you all have to work together. It's being on a team and maybe a family, right? But it's not like a basketball team where anyone can just sub in, right? You can't sub in, you can't switch out. Everybody has a highly individual and unique role to play. And being in theater really teaches you so much about working on a team and collaborating together, and which is really what you do in all of life. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool.
I agree with that. And it's just kind of like you learn so much from theater, not only like with acting. It's like Lily was saying, you have so much collaboration because if you can't work together, you can't put on a good show. And so you just have to make sure that you're building relationships with the people around you that are going to be on stage with you and those people backstage too, just because it's so crucial to be like have that relationship to put on a good show. But
so you mentioned collaborative roles that some of you have been involved in costume and so on as well, but nothing happens without a show in the back, does it, Addy?
No.
And you're responsible, you're the backstage manager. So
how
has this experience been for you?
It's definitely been a challenge for sure. This is my first like official year doing stage manager. And I counted the years this year, and this is like my 10th or 11th year in VHS theater because I was a little and I grew up on stage acting. Then I did like 2 years in sound and lighting, and then I went back on stage. And then this is my first official year like on stage. So it's definitely been a challenge because I have a whole bunch of freshmen that I'm managing and then like two people who actually know what they're doing. And I'm like, I didn't, half of the time, I don't even know what I'm doing.
So what do you think that you've learned from that experience?
I mean, besides just learning what all backstage takes, because obviously the past few years I've done a lot of backstage stuff, but I really didn't know like what backstage meant day in and day out, like every single practice being backstage and what that actually meant for everyone back there. But it's been very interesting to learn all about that and trying to teach that to the freshmen that are going to be stepping in next year.
Sure. So yeah, Abby's kind of been my right-hand gal for the show this fall, which has been wonderful. She can take on, I throw lots of responsibility at her, but it's because I know she can handle it. and it's a role that I deeply value, the stage manager position. So we had this conversation at auditions, actually. I was like, do you want to do stage management? Do you want to assistant direct? Do you want to act? You know, because she was in a position that she really could take on any of them. And so it was exciting when she was like, I think I want to be stage manager. And I was like, oh, yes. Sweet relief.
Well, you mentioned to me that there's a cast of about 36 or so.
Yeah.
That's a lot of management. I mean, yeah. A lot of individuals all dressed as animals or something. there's a lot of things to juggle.
Mm-hmm.
So what can people expect when they come? And it's going to be on the December the 5th, 6th and 7th. And we'll talk in a moment about the 7th, the date of the 7th. But what do you hope people are going to see?
I hope that when people come to the show, they see joy. And they see celebration, and they see a theater department that is coming back, you know, in full swing. And part of another reason I chose Charlotte's Web, aside from my niece being perfect and I love her, but is that a primary goal for me this year in terms of growing the department is really winning back the community a little bit. I think there's been some things that have happened. I don't know what those things are. Frankly, I don't need to know. But I do know that our community comes together to support us in a really big way. And we have an obligation to win back their trust a little bit with the shows we do, because they support us in a really huge, huge ways, monetarily, through donations, through showing up and supporting us. And our demographic is families. So let's do shows for families. You know, let's bring back wholesome theater.
And it's rare. I mean, one of the... happenstances of living in a community like ours is that we don't get very many opportunities like this. So I encourage everybody to come out and see the show. And one thing that we did mention is that on December the 7th, that's also the same day as the parade.
Yes.
But you're very much hoping that people will build coming to this to the show as part of their Saturday celebrations on Saturday the 7th, that you can go to the parade, you can go to the chili feed or whatever it is you're going to do, but you can also squeeze in the show at Buffalo High School afterwards.
Yes, absolutely. Please come.
And yes. You can come multiple times. Is there a charge? Is there a charge to come?
There is no charge. It is just open to donations. Last in the spring when I stepped into volunteer, the kids wanted to, or you're not kids, the young people wanted to donate to the Songer family. All of the proceeds. So that's what we did in the spring. I don't know. We haven't discussed really what we're going to do for donations or what we want that to look like for the fall, but we're open to all the possibilities.
Wonderful. Well, I think this is the moment where I'm supposed to, you know, wish you break a leg or something. and I hope the rest of rehearsals go very well for you. And I look forward to seeing the show in early December. Thank you, everybody. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.